Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you for allowing me to continue to do my show, even though I'm a little bit hoarse today, a little bit raspy because of allergies. And I'm okay. I don't feel bad. It's just the way my voice sounds. So thank you for allowing me to do what you do every day, small business owners, because I'm just like you. Thank you for allowing me to show up and do my work. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on 15-year anniversary for him in a couple of months. He joined us for the first time when he was still a member of the Federal Reserve Board, a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and we have benefited mightily from his experience and wisdom and knowledge as an economist for all these years, and we're very grateful. He's our friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you.
I don't know how your audience could stop you from doing your show anyway.
Well, I know, but you know, I know that how they feel, Bob. We don't get to call it. We don't get to phone it in. You know, we don't get to say. You know, have you ever heard an employee say, "Why don't you just call in? You feel bad. Why don't you just call in?" Right?
You have one of those adult jobs. Where that's
right.
Not an option.
Yeah, if we don't go to work, we're unemployed as small business owners. Hey, Bob, the Fed is wrapping up a two-day meeting again today, right?
Right.
And they're having more and more of these two-day meetings than they used to have. They used to have a couple a year. Now they're having three or four. So what do you think? Now, you used to be in these FOMC meetings. What do you think? Take us inside and tell us what you think they're saying right now.
Well, I suspect that the policy decisions didn't take very long because they've been leading up to that all year long and making promises that I think they're going to have to keep.
Most of the discussion is going to be on
phasing out quantitative easing
right.
This month.
This is the month, isn't it?
Most of the discussion right now is on the language of the thing they release. It's amazing how long you can talk about whether to put a phrase in or take it out. It's all boilerplate now, but the world is used to hanging on to that boilerplate. Mm-hmm. You change a phrase, things get read into it, usually more than is justified.
But isn't there less drama these days in anticipation of the end of an FOMC meeting than there was when you were there?
I don't know. I used to watch the reaction to the FOMC meetings in the Admiral's Club at the airport in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You conclude your meeting, then you go jump in the car and go to the airport to come home. And then if there was any kind of announcement, it would usually come before you got on your
airplane. Right, like 1:30 or 2 o'clock, something like that.
So I don't engage in that ritual anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, from what I can tell, it just seems to me like there's not as much drama because there's not as much that they can do. Think about this. Other than announcing a few months ago that they were going to wind down QE, what announcement have they made in the last 4 years?
Not much. How much are we going to buy a month and what's it going to be and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
One big difference, though, now is they do have the chairman have a press release after, I don't know if it's half the meetings or a third of the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I said press release, the press conference. That will not happen today, so you won't get
Why?
You won't get all this attention to the way she words things.
Why do you think that she won't be there?
Well, it's just not scheduled.
I got you. Okay.
It's routine.
How do you think she's doing, Chairman Yellen, as opposed to her predecessors?
I think she's doing very well. She started out with a course sort of laid out to follow, and she's been following it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Bernanke had the misfortune or the fortune to be there in more interesting times,
right.
when the reaction to what was happening was clearly not written in a cookbook somewhere.
Right.
He sort of had to make it up as he went.
Uncharted territory. He was plowing new ground.
Uncharted territory. And he got a lot of criticism for, mm-hmm. for the things he did that were so aggressive. Nowadays, people are after the ECB for not following his lead sufficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So the markets have sort of come around to appreciate. Maybe they just like the positive effect it has on the stock market.
But it's still not helping Main Street, Bob. And I want to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Bob is... I'm going to get Bob to talk a little bit about that. And also deflation. Is he concerned about deflation? Folks, that's a really serious issue. We touched on this in the last hour with Rick Newman. And we'll be right back with Dr. Robert McTeer. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.